Now it's time for some of the letters to the evening news. The cost of electricity is the subject of Anne Reeves' letter, as she says, "The cost of electricity continues to rise at a rate of knots. When I left school in 1958, I went to work for Eastern Electricity in their offices in Duke Street. I had to attend a short period of induction training when we were told about the production of electricity in general and in particular about the nuclear power station at Sizewell, which was then being planned. We were told that nuclear power was the power of the future and would mean that electricity would eventually be as cheap as water. I think I'll just go and check my water bill."
Apparently, medical staff are being wooed by Qatar to provide cover for the Football World Cup. Jay Ray of Aylsham has some caustic comments. Re: Qatar NHS staff recruitment. I see that if it isn't already immoral to award Qatar the World Cup, they are now trying to entice our NHS workers over there for its duration to help with their medical setup, offering supposedly £6k tax-free per week plus free accommodation. Surely this will affect our already appointing waiting lists and response times from ambulances. OK, it's a free market and you can't blame NHS workers for taking the financial opportunity of going, but what the NHS should do, it says, if you do go, don't expect to come back when Qatar has no more use for you and walk straight back into your jobs.
Peter Franson of Loddon emphasises that Norwich Airport is a real asset to Norwich. "It's such a shame that Norwich Airport has been tarnished by travel firm TUI's treatment of holidaymakers using the city's airport this summer. The catalogue of long delays, cancelled flights, busing passengers to London airports and bringing them back to distant airports around the UK has turned summer getaways into a nightmare. When things go wrong, the German travel firm has been accused of poor communication, also adding insult to injury. It is noticeable too that many of the issues with TUI flights seem to occur when it's a third-party carrier, chartered by TUI. Of course, the vast majority of passengers from the airport have not had that awful experience. But when thinking of booking a flight from Norwich, there is now the nagging doubt that Stansted or Luton might be a safer option. As a travel writer, I have in the past suggested that a starting point for booking a foreign holiday is to see what destinations are available from Norwich, because the extra cost is balanced out by convenience and far less stress. Our local airport was the relaxing way to fly away from the hustle and bustle of crowded waiting areas, with no travel hold-ups to the London airports or the Midlands, and a quick drive home after returning. Unlike many airports, post-COVID staff recruitment was early and successful in Norwich, with no reported issues of long queues at check-in or baggage handling delays. Over the years, Norwich Airport has not been without its detractors. Its airport tax has long been a source of irritation, especially as passenger facilities do not seem to have improved significantly over the years. The last time I flew from Norwich, it was still a case of queuing to board in the rain as there was no covered way to the aircraft, and returning meant waiting for the elements for passport and customs checked. That said, it is an asset to the status of Norwich and the county, providing local employment opportunities and a convenient gateway to Europe and the wider world via Schiphol. I really do hope that TUI can get its act together and the damage to Norwich Airport's reputation as a reliable holiday departure point can be restored for the autumn season and travellers can book with confidence again.
Finally, David Allman of Spixworth says respect is due to lifeboat crews. "It has been interesting over recent weeks to see more frequent reports of incidents involving our various local lifeboats. The team involved would certainly not consider themselves heroes in any sense of the word. Nevertheless, it is as fitting that their activities should receive proper mention.